Are you desiring more out of life? More love, more connection, more experience, just more aliveness? Well, that is your soul calling you. And together, we are going to uncover those soul desires and help you bridge the gap between your physical life and your true soul self. Welcome to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. My name is Emily. I'm an intuitive, a psychic medium, and someone who recently and very suddenly awakened to spirituality. On this podcast, we are going to talk all about connecting with your soul to live your fullest, most beautiful life. We're going to talk about spirituality from the perspective of the everyday person. It's my goal that you feel seen and supported on this journey of discovering your soul and awakening to the incredible world of spirit. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. It's me, Emily, your host. I'm happy to have you here for another week. This week, I'm sharing with you the channeled messages for the month of April. My intention is always to bring forward from spirit what kind of lessons we can anticipate to be learning this month, what kind of challenges we might face, what kind of victories we might face, and just give you some guidance for moving through the month. How I use these messages in my own personal life is I spend this time at the beginning of the month receiving the information about what lessons and energies I will expect to encounter. And then I just kind of hold that in the back of my mind as I move through the month. I don't really focus on it. These aren't things I'm trying to force to happen. I just keep it in the back of my mind as sort of some reassurance as I'm going through the month so that I've already built a bit what I should expect. And I already feel that connection with spirit through the month. I already feel that support through the month. Then when things come up in the month, I remember, oh yeah, this was brought to my attention in my monthly reading. And I've already been given guidance for how to move through this challenge. And so I hope that by sharing these messages, I'm giving you that same kind of insight that you can lean back on as you move through your month. You might have little moments where you're like, oh yeah, Emily said this might happen. And so I hope it gives you those little aha moments, those little moments of feeling supported and that bit of reassurance that, okay, I'm on the right path. I'm still moving forward. I knew that this challenge might come up. I knew this emotion might come up. And I already have the guidance and support within me to move through it and to move forward. So for the month of April, it's kind of funny how this worked out. So how I started to channel these messages is I just tuned into spirit in my own meditation and asked for some information about what we can expect this month. And I kept receiving information about how we're going to be asked to trust ourselves. We're going to be asked to lean into our own knowing, and is really about how we've spent a lot of time in reflection already. And now this month, it's more about like boots on the ground. It's more about bringing that self-awareness into our physical reality. And I kind of doubted the messages that were coming through in that meditation because I feel like, especially lately, I've really been talking on the podcast so much about trusting yourself, so much about stepping into your power, so much about trusting your instincts, about moving forward. All of these concepts I've been talking about already are what was coming through in my channeled guidance for the month of April. And so I had a little bit of doubt. I felt like, okay, maybe I'm just regurgitating what I've already said. Maybe I'm not really receiving these messages from spirit because it feels so repetitive. So what I did then was I decided I'll pull some cards, and I got out a tarot deck, I got out an oracle deck, and I decided to pull some cards to support these messages that were coming through, to give me some clarity and really to give me some validation for what I was receiving. And wouldn't you believe that the cards I pulled lined up exactly with the messages I was receiving from Spirit? And it's just so funny the way that that works. It's so funny. If you do your own channeling, your own connecting, if you feel like you are already receiving messages from Spirit, but you find yourself doubting it a little bit, I really recommend getting your own deck of cards, getting an oracle deck, tarot deck, whatever speaks to you, and letting Spirit validate what you are receiving through the cards just by pulling cards and seeing how it lines up with the messages that you are already receiving, that you already know in your heart and in your soul. And I'll share with you some of the specific cards that came through, because it's just so funny how it lined up with the messages I was already receiving. So anyway, the overall message for this month is to trust your instincts, which is one of the cards that I actually pulled. It says on it, trust your instincts, which is exactly what I was not doing when I decided to pull cards. So isn't it funny how Spirit works with us? But our overarching theme for April, the overarching message, the lesson, the guidance that we are receiving is to trust your instincts, trust your gut, trust yourself, your own judgment. It's a reminder that it's safe to do that. And you're probably going to be meeting challenges this month, whether it's in work, in relationships, in any area of your life, where you are going to have to make a conscious effort to trust your instincts, to trust your gut. Your gut response is going to be challenged. Your intuition, what you intuitively feel that you should do, it's going to be challenged, and it's going to be challenged in the way that other people are going to present options to you, or they're going to encourage you to do something that is not in alignment with what your intuition is telling you to do, with what your inner voice is telling you to do. And it's going to be a moment when you have to step back and decide, am I going to trust myself, or am I going to give this other person and their opinion all of my trust? You're going to be met with that moment where you have these two decisions you can make. And Spirit is giving us this month, your challenge is, are you going to trust yourself? And Spirit's guiding us, yes, trust yourself, trust your instincts, trust your gut, trust that inner knowing that is within you. That is our theme this month. So when I felt in to Spirit and when I pulled some cards, feeling, what are we moving out of? What are we stepping out of? What's that transition we're making from the energies of the first part of the year into what's coming in April? And I'm telling you, these cards are so funny, because the card I pulled from this oracle deck, the card is winter. And I feel like Spirit was playing a joke on me a little bit, because we are literally stepping out of winter and into the spring. And just that's what's literally happening for the month of April. But the feelings behind winter and the context with some of these other cards I pulled with it was this recognition that winter is a time when we really are encouraged to go inward. It's a time when we are encouraged to be a bit reflective, to take a step back, to rest, to recharge. You know, it's hibernation. It's the time when we take a little step back from the world. It's really what we're encouraged to do in that time and take care of our own needs. This past winter and these past, like this first quarter of the year, I can feel has been emotional for a lot of people, especially this last month of March. There's been a lot of emotional up and downs. There's been a lot of getting more in touch with your emotions. I feel like there's probably been a lot of crying. And sometimes you're like, I don't even know why I'm crying. What is happening? But we're moving out of that a little bit. We're stepping a little bit out of that hibernation, that emotional focus. And so you may feel yourself transitioning out of that in the first week or so of April, just kind of how I see it is we've been a bit in our heads. We've been a bit in that contemplation, that rest. And it's almost like we're coming down from the clouds. We're coming down from our head and stepping back onto the physical earth, like 2 feet on the ground, like a real groundedness that we're moving into. And how I heard it in my head was like, okay, it's time for boots on the ground. We've had our contemplation. We've had our planning. We've had our reflection time. We've had that time where our head might have been a bit in the clouds and we're processing. Now it's time to actually put boots on the ground. It's time to bring all of these things that we've been reflecting on and learning into the physical world. As we move into more of the middle of the month and we move more into April, it's a real feeling of let's take action now. Let's get back on the earth. Let's get back into our daily lives. What we're moving out of, I feel like, has been a lot of contemplation about the big picture. And what we're moving into is more of a focus on our physical daily lives, more of a focus on progression, but progression in our physical world. We're moving out of that deep focus on the non-physical. Like when we do a lot of inner work, when we focus a lot on our thoughts and on our feelings, we're moving a bit out of that and into the physical, the actions that we're taking every day in our daily life. And as we move into this middle of the month, this is where I feel like we're probably going to be met with some challenges, where we have to stand up for our intuition, where we have to choose whether we're going to trust our intuition and our instincts, or if we're going to put all of our trust in things outside of us. And when I really felt into this, that's when I pulled the card that literally says, trust your instincts. It just makes me laugh. And I also pulled the Five of Pentacles, which is a card from the tarot deck. And it's so interesting because the Five of Pentacles, this card is about reclaiming your personal power. It's about acknowledging that you have the ability to move forward. You have the ability to make choices. You have the ability to change your reality if that's what you want. And the card shows where you're kind of feeling powerless. You might be feeling a bit stagnant. You might be feeling a bit stuck. And while you're feeling that way, the key to open the door, to move forward, it's right beside you. But you're still a bit stuck in that helpless feeling. You're still a bit stuck in that looking inward. And you don't realize that you actually have the key to move forward. And I can kind of see that some of us might still feel stuck in that winter feeling. We might still kind of feel like we're stagnant, like we're walking through mud, and we're stuck in that winter feeling, but also feeling that inner energy like building up. Like we don't want to be in this reflective state anymore. Our body, our energy is telling us it's time to move forward, but we haven't quite realized that we're the ones that have to open the door and move forward. We're the ones that have to take the action steps to go where we want to go. If you spent a lot of time planning and dreaming about your future or planning something in your life or desiring something in your life, you've spent a lot of time thinking about it. Now is the time to take some action on it. Now is the time to step out of just thinking about it, but to start actually implementing the plan, actually taking the steps forward, actually seeing how you can move toward in your physical life the thing that you are desiring, the thing that you want to create, whether that be improvement in your relationships, whether that be something that you want to physically create, like if there's improvements you want to make in your home, a project that you want to start. It's like we've been in the planning phase, and if you try to stay in that planning phase right now, you're going to feel stuck and you're going to start feeling frustrated. So recognize that you've already done the prep. You've already done the pre-work. Now it's time to stand up and start taking those actions. And that might feel a little bit scary. So this is where we lean back on our intuition. We trust our instincts. We believe in ourselves. This is the point where we trust that inner wisdom and we trust that we can take these steps forward. We can trust ourselves to make the right decisions, to take the right steps, and to have this forward progression. This part of the message is really about reclaiming your personal power, recognizing that you always have a choice. That doesn't mean that taking that step forward is going to be easy. It just means that you have the ability to do it. It might still be hard. There might be like a hard conversation that you need to have, but you have the ability to do it. And it's a reminder that you can always change. You can always progress forward, but you have to initiate it. You have to initiate the thing that you want. We're done with just thinking about it, and it's time to actually do it, actually take some steps forward. Now, when I felt into the future, I felt into maybe more the end of the month, like what's the outcome of these experiences? What's the outcome of trusting our instincts? What's the outcome of taking those steps forward? And the cards that came through are all about bringing an inner vision into reality. They're all about trusting ourselves and trusting ourselves more than we trust the external world. It's really about reinforcing that inner trust, reinforcing it and believing in it, believing in ourselves, believing in our intuition. And specifically, knowing that we are supported in these things that we're building, these actions that we're taking. And one of the cards that I pulled was the Three of Wands from the tarot deck. And this card is about being on the right path. This card is about recognizing the progress you've already made toward this thing that you're creating. I keep getting the sense that this month, there might be some focus on relationships and improving your relationships, whether that be a romantic relationship, whether that be just your friendships in general, or maybe a relationship with your coworkers or with someone that you have partnered with on a project. There's a lot of feeling this month about relationships, and there might be some difficult conversations in relationships, but there's a focus on building the types of relationships that we want. And with the Three of Wands, it's having us recognize the progress that we've already made toward that thing that we want, toward that outcome that we want. We're not already there. We're not at the end, but it's this reassurance that we are on the right path. And it's a moment to pause and celebrate the progress that we've already made. It's a moment to give ourselves credit for the steps that we've already taken. It's really just an acknowledgement of that progress we've made. And it is an openness towards what's next because we recognize that we've made steps towards what we want, but we haven't fully achieved it. We haven't fully completed it. We're still on the path. And so right now, we can be proud of ourselves for what we have already accomplished. And there is a reminder to stay open to what's ahead of us. Because we kind of don't know what's ahead of us. There's still a feeling of wonder. There's still a feeling of, I don't know what's going to happen next. But it's a reminder to stay open to it, to continue trusting that you can ride the waves, continue trusting that you can navigate whatever is next. It doesn't mean that whatever's next is going to be easy. It doesn't mean that whatever's next is going to be something that like you already know how to do, But it does mean that you're open to learning. You're open to continue learning on this path. You're open to continue improving on the path and continue working toward that thing you want at the end. Like I said, for a lot of people, I feel that this is in relation to relationships, but it may be other things. Like for me personally, I can see in my life how these messages are related to relationships and related to progress that I want to make in the types of relationships that I have, in my ability to communicate. But I also see how these messages apply to the business that I'm building and the progress that I have already made in creating the business that I want, but the recognition that there's still more in front of me than I'm still going to be learning. And there's learning is going to happen on the go, because right now we've got the ball rolling. We're moving forward. It's really about stepping into that action this month and recognizing that even though we've made all these incredible plans, we're still going to have to learn on the go. We're still going to have to adjust on the go. And that's okay. We can be open to that learning. And we can be proud of ourselves before we get to the end. We can celebrate before we get to the end. And we can recognize the progress that we have. But the overarching theme for this month is really about trusting your instincts, trusting your gut, trusting yourself over anything in the exterior world, and trusting that you have the ability to choose what's next for you. You have the ability to know the next right step, and you are completely capable of supporting yourself and supporting the vision that you're creating. And the universe is backing you up right now. That vision that you want to bring into reality, that you're going to be bringing into reality this month, you have a lot of support in spirit for this, and there's a lot of celebration for you for the steps that you're taking forward. Okay, friends, that is what has come through for the month of April. I really hope that it speaks to you, and it kind of feels like an arc. Like it feels like a progressive story this month. And I really hope you can see that in your month. You can recognize your own arc, your own story this month, where you're stepping out of that hibernation, you're stepping out of that planning, you're stepping out of just thinking, and you are starting to take some actions, and then you are recognizing and being proud of yourself for taking those actions. You feel supported, you feel confident, and you feel safe to trust yourself as you move through this month. Here's your challenge. Trust your gut, trust your instinct, take action on your intuition. And know that you are so, so supported in that. All right. I hope you have an amazing month. I'm sending you so much love. If you want to chat with me at all about how these messages line up with your life, about how it's impacting you, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram, and I would absolutely love to chat. Okay. Talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Suddenly Spiritual Podcast. I'm so grateful that I get to be part of your journey of spiritual expansion. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would leave a review for me on Apple Podcasts. It's a quick, free, easy way for you to support this podcast, and it helps me reach more people who are looking for support on their spiritual journey. You can find a link to leave a review in the show notes. Thank you so much, and I'll chat with you soon.